Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
There's no doubt chemical weapons exist in abundance in Syria.
So far, we have no evidence to substantiate the reports that chemical weapons were used.
The question for the American people and the world at large, who gets those weapons when Assad falls?
But I want to underline that we are looking very carefully at these reports.
I'm sorry the war's gone on so long. I'm sorry the Arab Spring is breaking apart. But we live in a world that's very dangerous. Trust me, if we let these weapons get into radical Islamist hands, we'll pay a price.
The president has been very clear in saying that if Assad and those under his command make the mistake of using chemical weapons, then there will be consequences and they will be held accountable.
Yes, it's me and I'm in love again. Had no love and say, you know when. You know,
it's a mad world, I'll tell you the truth. We got Lindsey Graham saying no doubt chemical weapons exist in Syria. Then we have Robert Ford, who works for Obama, saying that there are no evidence of chemical weapons. And we, the American people, are sitting here in the middle. And the question is, whose boots should be on the ground in Syria? Welcome to the Savage Nation. I can't promise you the most exciting radio show in America tonight. I have a bit of spring fever. I love the spring, as we all do. I'm a botanist. One of my master's degrees is in botany, ethnobotany. And I love flowering plants, and I look forward to it, as we all do. It's just part of the cycle of life. And yet I dread it because my allergies are out of control. I know it's not affecting you yet in New York or on the East Coast, but I have spring fever. I'm a little drowsy. I'm burned out from the lies coming from the administration and from the Republicans, which is why I declared myself an independent conservative in 1994. And so here we are. We don't know who to believe. Yesterday, I hit a new high in radio. The War Drums montage should win every award ever created in radio, but since I, Michael Savage, am the outlaw of radio, I'm the most listened to amongst people in the profession. See, this is the thing you have to understand. You know how nightclub performers go to other nightclub performers' performances and they can't believe how good the guy is? That's who I am in the media. Yet no one acknowledges going to my nightclub performance every night. But you do. That's why you're listening. What I did yesterday for you on the War Drums montage was so good, it should be remembered in radio history. So I think that because we got deluged today with requests that we should play the eerie similarities between Obama in Israel yesterday and Bush in 2002. So let's hear clip three. Let's hear it.
Iraq's combination of weapons of mass destruction and ties to terrorist groups and ballistic missiles would threaten the peace and security of many nations.
We know the Syrian government has the capacity to carry out chemical weapon attacks.
Chaos in that region would be felt in Europe and beyond.
The Assad regime must understand that they will be held accountable for the use of chemical weapons or their transfer to terrorists.
The time has arrived once again for free nations to face up to our global responsibilities.
Iran's leaders must understand, however, that they have to meet their international obligations.
Can you believe
it? Meanwhile, the international community will continue to increase the pressure on the Iranian government.
Those who choose
the same guy wrote the speeches.
Eventually before
I swear there's a little guy in a delicatessen in New York who's running the world. I have this fantasy that there's a man living on the second floor of an apartment on 3rd Avenue, on 2nd Avenue, above an Arab delicatessen who sits in an undershirt and watches street traffic below himself, his apartment. He wrote the speech for Bush in 02, and he's written the speeches for Obama. It seems like the same guy is writing these speeches. Why have you tuned out of politics? Answer, because you can't do anything about the politicians. I have a lot of politics I want to do tonight, and then I don't want to do it. So let's do this. Open mic to Mike, 855-400-728, 211 early weekend. And I will answer personal questions, personal advice in any area. I'll put on my sort of pop psychologist hat. And since I'm a know-it-all anyway, and I've been around the block a few times, and you've come to love me, whether it's marital advice, family advice, career advice, nutritional advice. I don't give medical advice. It's the one thing I won't do because I'm not a medical doctor. But I'm as good as anybody in advice on situations, as you well know. We can do that, mixing it with politics. Now I'm going to go, since you're calling 855 407-282. You know what's shocking? I went to my website tonight just before the show, and I have, you know, I have a picture. I have a picture site. For example, top right, Colorado jail chief executed by a Saudi hitman is the question, because he denied a Middle East prisoner his right to transfer to Saudi Arabia. So now they're wondering if he was killed by a Saudi hitman. That happened, you know, in Colorado. Judge won't let Fort Hood suspect plead guilty. Principal calls off honors night because it could be devastating to students who missed the mark. You hear this, moron? In Massachusetts, no honors night because it could be devastating to idiots who are not getting an honors award. You hear this? I told you, my liar. I went to school where we were ridiculed if we didn't get certain grades. And this moron wants to punish students who work their hearts out to win honors awards. You hear what's going on in your classrooms today? I had a teacher, an Irishman, who had three fingers on a hand, or two, and it was alleged that he lost it in an IRA bombing plot. He was with the IRA. That's what everyone said about him. God rest his soul. We loved him. He was tough as iron. This guy was as tough as a blackboard. I won't mention his name because his children probably are around, or grandchildren. I told you what he did. Okay, tests come back. He called you up to the front of the classroom in order of your grade. So if you got a 99 or 100, you'd come up first. And he'd say, Maddie, I want to thank you. Now, everybody look at Mary. You know, she got 100. I can't do Irish accents very well. Nevertheless, then he'd go down the list. And by the time he got to me, if I had like a 68, I was red-faced, squirming. And he would look at you and he'd say, you know, and he would ridicule you. And what did it do to you? It made you want to work harder. Ipswich Middle High School, the principal calls off honors night because it could be devastating to students who missed the mark, which is why America's finished as a nation. It's a nation of losers, abusers, moochers, takers, period. End of story. So you go down on my website, and on the middle of the right, you see a picture, North Korea running a drug ring, and there is a picture of Kim Jong-un. And it shocked me because, as I was joking before the show, I consider him a friend. Can I do this, Doug, or not? You want me to stop? Doug has to tell me whether I can go forward with what I'm about to say. Are you positive I won't get sued? Okay. He's a dead ringer for my producer. And I don't know whether he's related to him or not, and he was implanted into the show to see if he can get the information back to North Korea, but I consider Doug a friend of mine. He looks like him. If he gets a short haircut from Supercuts, and he's holding a pair of binoculars from a vantage point, he's a dead ringer for Kim Jong-un. And the other guy who works with me, Neil, if I was staging a World War II movie and I needed someone to be the head of an SS Panzer Division, it would be Neil. Okay, or he'd be the head of a Special Forces operation. Either way, it's like the Young Lions. And they say I look like Bernie Madoff with a beard. So the point of my story is that we all can ridicule each other and we laugh hysterically. What happened to my world? Why is everyone so stupid that they can't be ridiculed? And why is the font so small on my tele screen that I can't read the letters? During this break, I got to go to setup again and reset the font on my call screener. 855-407-282. Why have you turned the... No, I want to do personal advice. Whose boot should be on the ground in Paris? I'm joking. Whose boot should be on the ground in Syria? Whose boot should be on the ground in Syria? I feel like I'm punch drunk right now from it all. The news is so awful. Obama's limo breaking down because some moron put the wrong gas in it was the last straw for me. To think that the leader of the free world, well, let's start with that, yeah. To think that the leader of the free world gets there and his limo can't, it's a no-go, a Nova, because some schmuck, probably in the Secret Service, they fill the tank, don't they? This shows you what they're culling from now. The guy put the wrong gas in the guy's limo. He had to get a rental in Tel Aviv. No, he got his other limo. He had another one flown in from Jordan. They had an extra one waiting in Jordan. But well, what kind of country is this when the guy can't get staff? Well, help is hard to get altogether today. You know, with the sequester and all, that's all he was able to hire was someone who doesn't know the difference between diesel and reg and gas. I mean, my boat takes diesel. I have another little boat that takes regular gas. Now, what if I mix the gas up, I kill my engines, and that would be the end of it. The boat's engine would be ruined, right? Okay. Well, that they did it to the president's limousine. Can you believe this? So what would you like me to talk about? I don't know if I'm going to do politics. Russians think we're wrecking the world. I directed you yesterday to the elephant slaughter. None of you responded to it. And then today the followers talked about horse meat because they didn't want to talk about elephants because it would have been too closely tied to Michael Savage's work to save the elephants. So they made believe suddenly they're animal rights activists, all of them. Jihad attack at Pakistani refugee camp kills 13. Can I ask you what kind of religion this is where they kill each other with bombs like that? Well, the answer is simple. The Irish and the Protestants did the same thing. 855-407-282. So I've answered my own question, so don't even call me on it. Houston, Texas. Anthony, you're the first caller tonight on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind? Go ahead, please.
Oh, hey. Yeah, I'm married. I've got three kids, and the marriage is not that good. When do you know when they get divorced? I mean, I'm staying married because of the kids.
Well, that's the best reason to stay married is for the children. In fact, divorce is devastating for children. The question is, how much pain can you take? Now, given that you're married, you know you can already take pain, or else you wouldn't have gotten married to begin with. So how many years are you married? 13 years?
No, 3 years. Married 3 years. So we got.
And you have two, okay, but how many, you have two children in 3 years?
We had twins, and we had a 10-year-old stepson that I love like my own son.
Well, all right, it's no joke talking about things like this. You know, to throw out an answer, it would be facetious, but what's the real reason? She and you don't have the fun stuff anymore? That's over?
No, I mean, it's almost like, you know, I don't like the way she raises my kids. I don't like, you know, I mean, she's hard to get along with. We get along. I put up with a lot, you know, I put up with a lot. And when she's easy to get along with, it's fine. You know, the marriage is good. But when she picks fights and when she mistreats her kids, it's hard. But I don't want, I see how she raised.
You know, but when a man says I put up with a lot today, you have to put it in context. Jody Arias, you didn't marry with a 24 stab job, a slit throat, and a shot in the toilet. The thing is that women can be pretty crazy when they get crazy. So be careful here. You know, hell hath no fury like a woman spurned. Look what this one just did to her boyfriend. I think you ought to count your lucky stars and stay married. I mean, that's why God invented alcohol. That's why God let man invent alcohol, rather. He envisioned marriages that no one wanted to be in. Come on, I'm being facetious. I can't give marital advice. I don't know the situation. And if she was on the phone right now with you, I'm sure I'd hear the other side of the story. You know. Grand Rapids, Michigan. Here's a tough question for Michael. Again, we're open to any topic that I've touched on from the website or personal advice. I'm very good at personal advice when I'm in the mood. I don't even know if I'm going to stick with that more than one segment. Even the dog is asleep on the floor, and it's early here. Even he doesn't want to move tonight. He's laying around listlessly. Maybe he has allergies. It's possible. That's because he's not eating the canine, paleolithic canine diet. You know, with the modern dog food, maybe they're making them sick. You know, these idiotic diets really amaze me. The paleo diet now, no dairy, no wheat, just live on meat, fruits, and nuts, no grains. All right, fine. Good luck to you. As though we haven't adapted over a million years. As though the human being has not adapted and can't adapt. It's on the face of it ludicrous. You know, I mean, you can make up a diet for any situation that you wish. If you want to eat a paleo diet, fine, but don't prescribe it for the whole human race. What I love is the idiocy about what's it called now? Oh, the glutophobes out there. And I don't mean people who are afraid of their own behinds. I'm talking about people who are afraid of gluten. There's an entire generation of brainwashed people who believe that wheat is their greatest enemy. Now, so far, thank God, the little man in New York City has not attacked wheat. He's attacked salt, fat, sugar, I forget, and cigarettes, okay? He is not yet focused on banning wheat or cutting back on wheat portions in Manhattan or else in the five boroughs. I'm talking about Mayor Bamberg. He has not turned his attention to gluten and the dangers thereof. But the fact of the matter is, every culture on earth, I don't care whether it's Middle Eastern, falafel, whether it is Mexican, South American, tamales, wherever you go on earth, Indian food, the naan bread, every culture on earth is wheat-based. And so now we're supposed to believe that a group of emaciated, degenerate hippies from San Francisco discovered something the rest of the world didn't know? that gluten is the enemy of mankind. It's crazy. On the face of it, it's insane. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, there are people who have celiac disease who should avoid gluten. I understand that. I'm a trained, you know, PhD in the field. And I have to remind you that I'm not just talking like an ignoramus. I don't mean to sound like Rush Limbaugh or one of the minions who follow him. But the issue is I'm highly educated in the field. Of course there are people with celiac disease. But you can't now say everyone should avoid gluten. It's glutophobia. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
KSFO traffic will start out in the East Bay. This is 580 eastbound, the connector to 24 eastbound. It's a two-car accident there off into the left lane. Eastbound 24 is backed up from before 54th Street all the way through the Caldecott Tunnel and does not let up until you almost reach the Orinda exit there. Also looks like eastbound 80 is slow as you come off the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 K.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247 or visit Rosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through March 31st, receive 300 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 3/31/13.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
What could be better than a new Tempur-Pedic mattress? How about covering it in free gifts? Right now at Mattress Discounters, get $300 in free Tempur-Pedic sheets and pillows with any new Tempur-Pedic mattress. Plus, get 4 years interest-free financing on approved credit. Complete information at saveatmd.com. Of course, you always get free delivery and our lowest price or its free guarantee. But these free gifts won't last. Mattress Discounters Tempur-Pedic bonus event is only for a limited time.
Mattress Discounters!
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
All right, before you tune out of the Savage Nation saying Savage is in a weird mood tonight, I don't want to listen to it. I want him to get crazy and insane and yell and scream and attack Obama and the Democrats. Listen to this story, and then I'm not going to attack the Democrats and Obama much tonight, because they attack themselves every time they open their mouths. Listen to this story. Battle brews over labor demands as immigration talks enter home stretch. Union officials are trying to kill a bipartisan immigration reform bill by insisting on stringent protections for domestic construction workers, Republicans and business lobbyists charged Thursday. Now listen to what that means. The unions are trying to stop amnesty to protect American construction workers. And take a guess who's trying to stop the unions from stopping amnesty. Republicans and business lobbyists. You hear what I just said to you? So your Republican Party, who I've warned you for years now, is not the Republican Party that you think it is, are exactly the same as the Demon Cat Party. And now they're fighting the unions who are trying to protect domestic construction workers from the onslaught of illegal aliens who will be, let's say, koshered, to use a phrase that has double meaning, by immigration reform. Immigration reform is, of course, a code word for amnesty. So this is what your Republican Party is doing behind your back. Listen to what the Republicans are saying. Every time you make progress, the unions come in the next day and throw something else on the table. The lobbyists said. So the lobbyists are working with the Republicans, with the Republicans, fighting the unions who want to protect workers. Where does that leave you, idiot? Listening to the Savage Nation, that's where it leaves you. Why have you tuned out of politics when I'm on the air?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, WiseFoodStorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today. And guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Good evening. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Here's what's happening around the Bay Area. Prosecutors have formally charged a former daycare worker accused of trying to sleep sleeping pills to 10 children under the age of 2. Santa Clara County DA's office today charged 59-year-old Deborah Gratz with 5 misdemeanor counts of attempted child endangerment and 5 misdemeanor counts of assault. KSFO traffic right now in the San Jose area, Highway 237 eastbound, just before North 1st Street. That right shoulder is blocked there by an accident. There are delays in the area. KSFO weather, partly cloudy skies tonight with fog at the coast, lows in the upper 30s to the low 40s, sunny skies, a little breezy tomorrow. Highs will be in the upper 50s at the beaches to the low 70s around the Bay Area and inland. Right now in San Francisco, 58 degrees, sunny skies with the news and the views you won't hear anywhere else. I'm Carolyn Burns on Talk 560 KSFO.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-479-2177. That's 800-479-2177. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-479-2177. That's 800-479-2177. American Bullion. 800-479-2177.
Hey, termite.
What's up?
I'm a Pacific Coast termite inspector.
Big whoop. I've been feeding off this house for years.
I know. The owners are sick of it.
They're not going to dent the place.
Pacific Coast uses orange oil, so everyone gets to stay, except you.
This guy's cheap. See his ride?
It's less than you think. And after 20,000 home treatments, Pacific Coast has a perfect Better Business Bureau rating.
How about a running start?
No.
Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-722-4342. Pacific Coast Termite also eliminates rodents and repairs any damage to your home. And if you call right now, we'll take an additional 10% off the termite or rodent treatment and any necessary structural repairs. And all work is guaranteed and backed with a 2-year warranty. Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-PACIFIC. Or visit PacificCoastTermite.com. Free inspection applies to homes not for sale or in escrow.
You don't want to be a termite. No, when Pacific Coast Termite's around.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit habitat.org.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. You know, the show starts so late on the East Coast. Half the people, I don't know if they're, what they're doing at night. You know, after my show is over on the West Coast, it's 9 o'clock, so I'm driving in the car. And I'm saying on the East Coast, the show is basically starting at this hour. It's a different audience. It's a different audience entirely. It's a different kind of show, East, West. Yeah, I mean, you want to hear politics mixed in, but how much can you take? How much can you take? I mean, the car, the president's car ran out, had the wrong gas in it. That should have you sleep better at night. Now, if only Janet Napolitano's car would run out of gas or have the wrong gas put in it. If only they were, you know what I pray? I wake up and find out that the 2 billion bullets that they bought, which they won't cop to or what they're using them for, turn out fit no gun that they own in Homeland Security. That would be the best news I could ever hear, that they bought the wrong caliber. But I know that's just a fantasy. That won't happen. Or that the tanks they bought for America's streets don't fit underneath highway overpasses. Wouldn't that be a great news story? That the tanks on tires that Janet Napolitano has ordered for peaceful purposes, of course, in the emerging American Syria, the home front, you know, the home war that's brewing somewhere in the minds of these paranoid lunatics called government agents, that the tops will get ripped off as they go on the overpasses. Who knows? At the end of the day, living well is the best revenge, truthfully, and laughing at them, laughing in their faces, these people with bad suits and ugly dresses. That's why I say, you know, I got to enjoy myself. How much can I take of this? So let me take some callers. KSFO in San Francisco. I'm going to be nice tonight. San Francisco. I actually have trouble saying it. For so many years, I said the other thing, San Francisco, San Franiso. But now that St. Francis is the new pope, I'm going to use the proper name. It will now be called San Francisco again in honor of St. Francis. Angela, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Michael Savage, pleasure to speak with you, sir. I'm a 28-year-old married woman, born and raised in California, come from a strong conservative family, but have taken to liking to most of what the party stands for. You know, I built my way up, went to college, got a great career, matured in my job, and unfortunately, because of, you know, basically, for lack of a better word, screwing those who like to work and earn a living, you know, I'm trying to find the motivation to continue to work hard and keep...
Okay, no, that's a good question. In other words, you're a producer and you don't want to work for the moocher. You're a maker and you don't want to work for the taker. There's too many of them in the society. We understand that. So you're feeling disheartened. You're saying, what's the point of working if Jerry Brown and him are going to steal my money, like 60% in the state of California? If you're a high earner, you're paying over 60% of your income to these government agents. Is that correct?
Correct. And now that
all right. So here's the answer. The answer is, of course you keep working, but you use your mind in such a way that you become such a large earner that you get so ahead of the curve that the taxation reaches a point where you leave the state and you go to Florida, Texas, Washington State, or any of the lower no-tax states in America, Wyoming, New Hampshire. I mean, they're going to drive people out of the state as sure as I am sitting here. They don't think it's going to happen, but it will happen. And all they're going to be left with are the low earners and the immigrants who don't work at all. I mean, amongst the immigrants, there are many who don't work. They come here to suck the system dry. And I see them every day of my life. And that's what the state will become, another third world cesspool of productionless losers waiting for the government to give them a handout. The state will degenerate into a third world gangbanger state. It's a very dark vision I have for the future of California under these socialists. Now, so where does that leave you? What field are you in?
I'm in accounting, finance.
Well, that means you have a head for mathematics, correct?
Pretty much, yep.
Okay, so here's the thing to remember, and this is very good news. The losers don't have a head for anything. And so there are so many now coming out of colleges who don't know anything. They take fields in sociology, for example, worthless degrees. You know what sociology is. It's nothing but BS. Women's studies. What good are these degrees? They can't add. They can't reason. And so you're actually in a great position because you have the ability to work with numbers. You have quite a bright future if you thought about it. If you were to put yourself in a position to use that business head that you have, you may find out you can make a lot more money than you think you're capable of. In other words, don't limit yourself to just being someone's accountant. Start thinking about the bigger picture. Let's say Michael's an accountant. What would I be doing if I were 28 years old and I looked ahead and I see high taxation and a loser society? I'd start to think how I could set up an accounting firm. Or how I could go to work for a corporation that could go public where I'd get a piece of the action. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Well, in other words, don't give up. Don't give up on the American dream just because you think so many politicians have given up on the American dream. It doesn't mean you have to. There's a tremendous future out there for those who are ambitious and have brains. I see it. I think it's unlimited, Angela. Thanks for calling. Whether that's just, you know, of no use or not, I don't know. But I really mean it. That's what I would do if I were. I put myself in her place. I don't happen to have a head for math. I never did. I'm not good at mathematics. It's funny. I was talking to someone in my family just yesterday, who is a brilliant engineer. And his son is a nuclear engineer, would you believe it? And his other son is in an engineering field. And it goes back to the other side of the family who are all genetically capable of mathematical analyses and engineering. I said, it's amazing that it runs on your side of the family, not on my side. I don't have a head for math. My mind is a different kind of mind. My thinking is a different kind of thinking. I'm very good at what I do. I never had a good mind for math. They do. And it's interesting to me how it's genetic, incidentally. Math, languages, et cetera. It's very, very intriguing. And last night, late at night, we were doing family trees on Ancestry.com. I think it's such rubbish. I put my ancestors in. I couldn't go back one generation. That's the problem. You know, I'm an immigrant son. I only know my grandfather's name, who I never met. And it's on the back of my mother, may she rest in peace, on her naturalization papers. It's very sad. I looked at it last night. I mean, when you look at it, so my father's name, when she came, there's nothing beyond that. I don't know who they are. How do I find out who they were? Ancestry.com. Now, if I was a descendant of the Mayflower and such, you'd have like 65 ancestors on there. 90% of them would be alcoholics and in jail, but nevertheless, you'd know who they were. Axe murderers, alcoholic. Now, I love that people think that because they have a family tree that they can, you know, look back upon. All of them were distinguished citizens going back to the old country. But it's like the old Henry Miller story that I played on the show many times. You know, in every family, there's the nuts, the murderers, the deviants, etc. I mean, that's the human condition. We can't all be normopaths. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Why do we all struggle to be such normal, perfect, clean people with good eyesight and clean teeth? I mean, it's wonderful to try for, but it's not the norm of humanity, for God's sakes. And moreover, if you start to watch National Geographic Channel sufficiently, you'll find out that eventually the Earth is going to split apart and we're all going to be flooded and disappear anyway. So you may as well party on. I mean, it's unbelievable to me how atheistic these shows have become. As I said to you before, when I was a kid, Nat Geo was an interesting magazine, and they showed Native women without clothing on top, so we bought it for that when we were stupid children. You know, that's what kids did, right? Then eventually you read it for the maps, and it made sense. You know, Africa, Asia, and this was the pottery and the baskets. You came to love it. But now the channel has become so whack-jobby. Every other show is about a meteor is about to slam into Earth and annihilate us and wipe us out. And here we see the whale. The whale is a descendant of a large land creature that when the Earth was flooded, the creature fled into the ocean. See, like, wow, man, could I do that? You mean in a couple of million years I will be some kind of fish or a shark? I mean, it's like, how does that happen? It's hard for a human being to understand how evolution works. It's very intriguing. As a person who was trained in biology, I used to think about evolution. I remember sitting in comparative anatomy in college when I first got there. I thought it was so brilliant. The boxes of bones that they gave us, I loved it. When I first saw that a bird's wing, you know, you look at a bird's wing. You take a chicken wing tonight. Let's say you have chicken, mate chicken in an Italian restaurant. Ask them to boil to take the bones home. If you spread the bones out of a wing, meaning you unfold the wings of the bird, the bones, right? Spread them out. You see how remarkably similar they are to a human hand. The femur and the bone from the shoulder to the elbow, the elbow to the wrist. Then the five fingers are related. So you say, wow, look at that. Then you see this bone, the reptile hand. Say, we are similar. We are related. And they say, I am the bee. I am the eagle. I am the alligator. You start to understand that there's sort of a commonality between us and animals. I know this is anathema to very religious people, but you have to, like, grow up. You have to grow up and understand that you can be unique as a human being. You can believe in a soul in a human being. And you can also understand that the animals are our cousins in so many ways, okay? So then you start to ask yourself, how does evolution really occur? What do you mean by evolving? Well, it's obvious that there is evolution. And the principles... The principal lesson of all of this is the adage from evolution, adapt or die. I remember learning that in high school. You know how certain things stick in your mind? I was a dreamy kind of kid. I'd listen and I'd in and out. I was looking more at the girl in front of me, the hair, what she was wearing. I'd be intoxicated by the perfume or the way she moved. And he's droning on. It was already April, May. And evolution taught us that the frog. I had no idea what he was talking about. But then when he would say things such as, adapt or die is the adage of evolution, I would remember forever. Or things would stick in your head such as, Istanbul was Constantinople. I thought, okay, what does that mean? Oh, it was once a Christian, Constantine, and you learn that. Or things of that nature. You know how you learn in school? You don't learn everything in a memory, because if you remember everything, then you learn nothing. I don't think everyone told you that. If you remember everything, then you learn almost nothing. You just become a sort of a memory sieve, and you'll be a good something or other, okay? But if you remember what's important to you, which is interesting, I learned from another teacher that what's important to you, you will learn. And that turned out to be 100% true. And the best teachers I ever had in college was when I went on in the school and got into graduate school. I had some great professors who said to me, I don't test you at all because there's no point in testing you at this point. Since you want to be here, what am I testing you for? And what's important to you, you will remember. And what you don't remember, you can look up in books. The important thing to learn in graduate school, I learned, was to know where to look for answers. You understand how important that is? It doesn't matter whether you carry it around like a walking encyclopedia. It's to know where to turn for your answers, right? Now, of course, with the advent of the Internet, it's all changed because you can get answers that may be false. So that's where scholarly work comes in, which is still, I would say scholarly work today is more important than it's ever been with the advent of the Internet, where every fool thinks that he knows something because he does a Google search and he's got the answer. The answer may be completely false. Just as entries about me are often false, entries about everything else are often false. So you need scholarly work in every sphere. And that's why scholarly work today should be encouraged. Scholarly work today is more important than it was 50 years ago because there's so little good scholarship being produced. I'm sorry for getting distracted, but as you well know, I'm famous for my subconscious interfering with my conscious thinking, better known as stream of consciousness, which is a form of conversational presentation that's almost impossible to duplicate because it requires the greatest degree of trust in oneself, which I happen to have. I'm not afraid to fall off the net or fall off the high wire because there is no high wire. At the end of the day, what am I saying that's so dangerous? What did I just say that was so embarrassing? What did I just say that was not interesting? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, I don't impress easily. You know that. So here's reason number five why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Free face-to-face virtual design consultation. Instead of some pushy interior designer coming over and pressuring you to buy window coverings, just connect with a Blinds.com design expert using your smartphone, tablet, or webcam for free. It's like having a decorator looking over your shoulder, helping you select the perfect blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Free online how-to videos make installation very simple, but if you'd rather, they'll send over a pro installer to do it for you. Look, even if you mismeasure, improbable, they'll remake it for free. You hear me? Free. And be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They're beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in about a minute. No tools, no drilling, no brackets. Go to Blinds.com where you always get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And remember this, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement store prices, period. So go to Blinds.com, Blinds.com, Blinds.com now.
I'm Kevin Nida, president of the California State Firefighters Association. Each year, firefighters across California see the devastating effects of CO poisoning. Yet prevention is quick and easy. Install a carbon monoxide alarm in your home. It's the only safe way to detect the silent killer. It's the law. Protect your family. Install a CO alarm today. For more information, visit casafehomes.org. Brought to you by the California State Firefighters Association, California Safe Homes Coalition, and Kidde Safety Products.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
Do you have on or
KSFO traffic? It's over to Berkeley we go. 80 eastbound right after Gilman Street there. It's an accident on the right-hand shoulder. Traffic backed up to the maze there. Also in San Mateo, Highway 101 southbound just before East 3rd Avenue. Do have an accident there. It's blocking that left lane. Traffic is backed up in the area there. And in San Jose, 237 eastbound before North 1st Street. Look for an accident on the right-hand shoulder. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Attention homeowners, if you're paying more than 4% in interest on your home loan, you're paying too much. Let OpenGate Lending refinance your mortgage to a super low 30-year fixed rate of 3.25%, 3.493% APR today. That's right, a 3.25% interest rate. Whether your home is upside down or you have less than perfect credit, not to worry. We can offer government-insured loans to help you refinance. So call us at 800-351-2765. We even have loans that can fund in as little as 15 business days and with no closing costs. But better hurry. Rates this low won't last for long. Get a low 3.25% interest rate at 3.493% APR today. Call OpenGate Lending at 800-351-2765. That's 800-351-2765.
Open the gate to the rates with OpenGate Lending.
Applicant must meet credit and income requirements. Rates subject to change without notice. See website or call for terms and conditions. Loans made pursuant to the Department of Corporation's California Finance Lenders Law, license 603J903, NMLS 954578, Equal Housing Lender.
If you need to lose weight and would like to get paid to do so, that's right, I said get paid to lose weight. Just listen to the following announcement. The makers of Extreme Green Coffee Weight Loss are looking for real testimonials from real people and will pay you per pound to meet or exceed your weight loss goal. Until now, the secrets of green coffee's fat-burning power has been limited. But thanks to a prominent TV talk show doctor featuring the green coffee bean as a miracle fat burner, the secret is out. And now Extreme Green Coffee is available in convenient, easy-to-take drops. There are no expensive meals to buy or strenuous workouts to commit to. Simply take an Extreme Green Coffee Bean extract before each meal and record your progress. Only the first 200 callers are guaranteed to be accepted into the program. So if you're serious about losing extra weight and want to earn extra money for fitting into your skinny jeans again, call now.
Call 888-980-1398. 888-980-1398. Space is limited, so hurry and secure your spot today. 888-980-1398. Some conditions apply. 888-980-1398. 888-980-1398.
After a fluffy waffle and some HDTV time at La Quinta, you know what you'll do in your big presentation? You'll bowl them over! La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Okay, it's the Savage Nation. So, you know, I normally do politics, but I do other things. And what I want to talk about right now is something that I stumbled on with my free associationalism, my stream of consciousness in the last piece where I went from evolution to God knows where and where I ended up. But, you know, it's very important that you understand that when I began in radio, again, it's about me because it's my show, and you'll see where I'm going with it and see if you like it or not. I was told that I do stream of consciousness, which nobody had ever done in talk radio before. And I have not done it as much recently as I used to do it, incidentally. I used to do it a lot more. What is stream of consciousness, and why is it of any interest to you, and why should you listen to me rambling on? Well, I'll let you decide. Fundamentally, it's all of the thoughts and feelings which pass through your mind, or you can call it interior monologue. It's a stream of consciousness. The thing is, it's also known as free association, as I said to you. If you look at the Bible, the Bible, the Old Testament Bible, to me that is a book of free association. A stream. Now, many of you consider that sacrilege because you think it's God's words, but to me it seems to me that the prophets were basically free associationalists using a stream of consciousness about what they saw going on in their society, such as, well, I don't have to start reading the Bible to you right now. That's just one statement unto itself. Then if you look at what followed from this, well, your James Joyce's Ulysses is often known as such a thing. But you move forward into the beginnings of it in literature, and you wind up seeing Lawrence Stern's 18th century psychological novel, Tristram Shandy, and then Edgar Allan Poe's short story, The Telltale Heart. There are others who wrote, like many, many others have written like that. But in talk radio, it's almost never done. Now, one of the points I'd like to stop at is this Tristram Shandy, 18th century Irish author Lawrence Stern. Why? It goes like this. He goes down the street and he says, I'm on the way to X. And in his writings about what he's seeing in the cobblestone street, he walks down a certain lane and he sees ladies of the night, giving you an example. And then he starts talking about prostitution and the ladies. Then he gets into a room with one of the women. And from there, his mind goes to, let's say, the window or the furniture. You see what I'm getting at? That is an example of a stream of consciousness. The novel went on for forever. Very long novel. It's very difficult to do with any rational basis and to keep a reader's attention. Unfortunately, with this narrative technique in literature, anyone thinks they can be an author. And that's why we have such gobbledygook being taught in the universities. What is poetry? What is literature? Well, I'm not going to try and define it because you won't agree with me anyway. What is talk radio? What is narrative on radio? What is the value of narrative on radio? What is the value of radio? What is the value of conversation? I keep repeating to you, talk radio is about conversation with verse. So you have to fundamentally be a good conversationalist. Now, what does that mean? The ability to what? Talk with people, draw them out, listen to them, react to them. But unto itself, that's not that interesting. Because Joe Blow does that in a bar, if he's lucky, finds someone to talk to. So radio has to be more than that. You have to lead the discussion. And then you have to decide where you want to lead it. Where do you want to go? What are you talking about? Why should anyone listen to you? So these are all important questions that rage through the mind of a good talk show host on a daily basis. I can't say that I come up to the bar of what I like to do every day, but I try my best to bring to you something that's worth listening to, because I keep saying not only is the world changing, but the medium I am in, talk radio, has changed so dramatically in the last few, I would say months, not even years, that people cannot even keep up with what's going on the, right in front of their eyes. Nobody even knows what's happening. You look at the internet, you can see people are scrambling to remain relevant. And that's because the internet itself is becoming somewhat irrelevant. With the advent of the instant burst, as I said to you last night, Twitter. You could call it illiterate if you want. You can sneer at it all you want. Nevertheless, these billions of Twitterers out there are continuing to sending their smoke signals on their Twitter accounts. And for them, that passes as communication. That passes as literature. They're getting their news on Twitter. So what do they need to listen to a talk radio for when they can't even follow a thought, let alone express a thought with other than the most simplistic of words? They all sound like Alec Baldwin cursing his daughter, fundamentally. That's what a Twitterer sounds like to me. If you read a Twitter burst on the side notes of some articles on the websites, they basically sound like a deranged actor cursing his daughter. Anyway, that concludes this hour of the Savage Nation. Stay with me over the top. I'll go in another direction with my free association and all the news of the day at the bottom of the hour.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Somewhere beyond the sea. I got spring fever, so I'm going to play hooky from politics for a little while tonight on The Savage Nation. My lover stands on golden. I feel like a white sport coat and a pink carnation coming on. It's springtime. I can't worry about Obama every second of my life. I mean, there's more in life than worrying about what he's doing, you know. That's all. So I want to talk about other things. In the last hour, I talked about other things, including stream of consciousness, which is something I often do in radio, a free association. I talked about the Bible as a form of free association, Lawrence Stern's Tristram Shandy, right up to my ramblings, if you want to put it that way, which I do from time to time, and I want to do a little bit of it now, but I want to shift gears at the same time, and I want to read something to you from my novel, A Time for War, that is not free association, not stream of consciousness. It's a structured novel meant to impart excitement in the reader. It's about China being at war with America, a secret war, and how Jack tries to stop the trail that leads to a billionaire American electronics entrepreneur who has sold out his own country. And so I'm going to go all the way to the middle of the novel on page 172 when Jack goes to see Hawk. Hawk sends his jet to San Francisco. Jack arrives, and here it goes. Marigot St. Martin. Of all the places Jack had thought he might end up at the flight's end, the Caribbean was not on his short list. Only the sun and the distant terminal told him where he was in St. Martin. Martina was still mute on their destination, even as they were making their final approach. Okay? Hawk's jet came in so low over Maho Beach, Jack could see the faint sheen of wet sand in the moonlight. He thought about the sunseekers who would have thronged the beach that day. Veterans would have ignored the low-flying aircraft. There would have been panic in the eyes and gestures of newcomers. Imagine how the Arawak Indians felt when they saw the ships from Spain, he thought. It was strange to think of toned, near-naked ladies playing volleyball and the crew of Christopher Columbus on the same clear stretch of waterfront. It was possible that the Indians were wearing even less than vacationers, which was the only backward step he could conjure up. He thought of those men crossing the ocean in a slow-going, wind-driven chamber pot, while he flew here faster than the speed of sound. He thought of the diseases that had ravaged the civilization in the Leeward Islands over half a millennium ago, and the medicines that prevented them today. He thought of the slavery introduced by the Spanish, and the freedom paid for in blood by American soldiers who fought oppression at home and abroad in war after war. Now, let me pause right there. That's a paragraph in A Time for War. It's a little departure from the average, let's say, fictional suspense novel or fictional adventure novel. But what I'm trying to tell you is you could put your thoughts even into a structured novel if you have any thoughts. So then he goes to see Richard Hawke, and he goes into the guy's limousine with the beautiful Martina. She's, I guess, the girl who greets him, and she's beautiful, of course. The limo was equipped for a party. There was a digital jukebox, a 40-inch HD TV, Dom Perignon on ice, and a refrigerator with more Iranian caviar, fresh slices of expensive Yubari melons, and the world's most expensive pie from the Fencegate Inn in Burnley, Lancashire, England. It was made with two bottles of 1982 Chateau Mouton Rothschild red wine, Wagyu beef from Kobe, Japan, Matsutake mushrooms, and a crust with gold leaf topping. Jack knew all of this because the car also came equipped with Yutako, a stunning young lady who also by coincidence came from Kobe. So what I'm getting at is my love for food, my love for art can be written into an adventure novel. It doesn't matter to me that the poseurs in San Francisco who work for the art museum or give money to the art museum don't recognize that the greatest novelist in the modern history of San Francisco is right in front of their nose. It doesn't bother me. I mean, my last novel, Abuse of Power, was staged inside the Fine Arts Museum, and none of these poseurs in the Getty crowd even understand that the book was written about the museum that they have trashed with their trashy parties. They don't even understand that. So then we go into the yachts. As he gets there on the speedboat, an Aquariva speedboat, and he's taken over to the yacht to meet the man, remember, who's the villain, who sold the country out with his electronics firm, right? Yutako notices that Jack is staring at the side of the yacht. It bore the name Highlight in bold black letters. The lengths of yachts have grown exponentially in just the last decade, Yutako said, loud enough to be heard over the hum of the massive diesel engines, the rush of the wind, and the slap of the hull against the water, culminating in the launch of Eclipse at 533 feet. On the list of the world's largest yachts, which includes royal and state ships, Richard Hawke's yacht at 439 feet is ranked only number 8, but it has rare features. Built under an extreme blanket of secrecy by Blohm & Voss Shipyards, she is one of only two private yachts that are ice-classed. Featuring over 48,000 square feet under air, she has 7 decks, including 12 guest cabins, twin master suites, a hangar, several pools, and 2 helipads, one of which on the aft deck is hydraulically retractable. She can accommodate up to 24 guests and has a liveaboard crew of 27, including 3 security men who were formerly Russian Spetsnaz. So what I'm now is describing the yacht in a few sentences, based, by the way, on a real yacht. I know an awful lot about yachts and construction, and so I put that into the novel. Now we get to Mr. Hawke, and let's see if you like what I make of Mr. Hawke. They made their way through the main salon, which was the size of his Union Street apartment. It had a wet bar, a spotless white carpet, big picture windows, more black and white leather sofas, and a pair of Renoirs on the wall. The lamps were by Tiffany, the captain mentioned. Jack didn't think he meant the singer. And he goes on, and he talks to the captain. Then they get to Richard Hawke, who's lying on a black hammock with an e-reader and a clip-on light. The hammock was clearly custom-made with a wide base made of what looked like matte black carbon. There was a strange pinched joint in the middle of the head and foot supports. On the headrail of the hammock was what looked like a photoelectric sensor. The captain explained that the unit read the sun, communicated with small silent motors in the two joints, and kept the hammock facing the sun at all times. It was still oriented to the western horizon and would reset in the morning. Jack was overwhelmed rather than impressed. Then he meets Hawk. He had read about the man's battle with throat cancer. Even the best doctors and healthiest sunshine could not undo the pallor of what he had endured. As his host walked around the six queen-size sunning beds built in a large marble well, Jack noticed the Hawk logo embroidered on the back of his robe in black and gold, like a fighter's robe, Jack thought. There was a point at which excess became comical, self-mockery. The hammock had become indulgently close. The robe crossed the line. "Mr. Hatfield," Hawk said quietly as he approached. "Call me Jack," Jack said. "Like Ishmael," Hawk replied. "Hell of a question to ask on a boat," Jack said. "Why," Hawk said, "Ishmael survived." Hawk offered his hand and Jack shook it. The man's grip was firm enough. "It's odd we've never met," Hawk remarked. "We don't exactly move in the same social circles," Jack pointed out. "That's true, but we're nearly neighbors. Your place in Carmel?" "I come to a lot of public events in San Francisco," Hawk said, "the kind you used to attend." "You mean when I mattered?" Hawk laughed. "Your modesty is unexpected." And then they go on. And then they talk about food. Then they talk about this. But it's all about the story itself. What is the story in a time for war? Well, the story is about the Chinese the United States is under secret attack, and only Jack Hatfield, a popular television host who had been hounded from his position by left-wing forces in the media for speaking the truth, suspects the danger of this lethal conspiracy. And who is he after? It's a trail leading to a billionaire American electronics entrepreneur who was sold out his own country with the help of government officials at the highest level of the American government. As Chinese enemy operatives plan a two-pronged attack that will disarm the American military and release a deadly toxin killing hundreds of thousands of civilians, Hatfield and the beautiful Dover race to locate this new ground zero and save an unsuspecting country. Okay. What I'm getting at is I enjoyed writing the book. There are so many things in here that anyone in the Bay Area of San Francisco would find phenomenally entertaining. And I'm enjoying reading it to you now on The Savage Nation. And now we go back to regular programming. Any question is fair game. 855-400-7282. We will take the first call here on the issue that I brought up last night. I'm surprised at the first call I've had yet on this topic that I'm about to introduce since I introduced it last night, I guess because it's so heartbreaking. On WABC, Mike in New York City, go ahead. What's your topic?
Hi, Mr. Savage. It's such a pleasure to get an opportunity to speak with you about this subject. Let me tell you, last night when I was driving home, when you mentioned this topic, I literally had a hole in my heart. I'm a big-time animal activist, and I belong to 20 different animal charities. And when I heard that, I just...
You're talking about the slaughter of elephants.
Correct.
The killing of a whole tribe of them, including pregnant cows, cutting their tusks out while some of them were begging for their lives. It's enough to make me want to go kill the poachers. So all I've done is I've given $50,000 to this group that is actually training soldiers to go kill the poachers. There's a war out there against the elephants. The UN is doing nothing. They're a bunch of worthless. I have nothing but contempt for the UN. It's a bunch of gangsters stealing money from every country on earth. If there was really a UN, they would send the special forces in and kill the poachers immediately and save the elephants while they can. I wouldn't be surprised if the people in the UN are benefiting from the sale of ivory. But don't let me interrupt you. Go on. Tell me what you want to say.
Oh, I'm sorry. What I just wanted to say is, you know, I listen to your show as often as I can. And though I may disagree with you or agree with you on certain subjects, I got to say I commend you on your generosity to be supportive in these animals. And the reason I say that is you know, you're very, you know what you think, and you've got your ideas and political subjects. And aside from all the other crap that's going on in the world.
Yes, absolutely. How can we permit the death of this noble friend of ours called the elephants? How can we permit the death of this species in our lifetime by doing nothing but paying attention to gay marriage like it's the only issue on earth?
I agree with you 100%. And, you know, I thought there was about 5 years ago I read an article.
Is that the only area of humanity that's permitted to be discussed, gay marriage? How about the death of the elephants?
Yeah, that's right. I read an article about 5 years ago that said there was a new way that these poachers, these scum of the earth, were killing these animals. And you know what they were doing?
I know what they're doing. They're hunting in helicopters, and they're machine gunning the herds of elephants who are running and trying to hide from them, protecting their babies underneath their own bodies. They're being slaughtered by these vermin. And do you know where the ivory is sold? China! China, the enemy of civilization itself. The greediest, most inhumane people on the planet right now are in China.
They'll eat anything and they'll kill anything.
They have dogs in cages. They have no regard for human life. They harvest the organs of political prisoners. And we're supposed to believe they're like us? When did that happen? Tell me when communist China became like us.
It makes me sick.
Well, all I can say is the UN has proven itself to be worthless. If I had the power, I would defund the United Nations immediately. I'd throw them out of the building on the East River. I'd make them leave. But more importantly is we have to save the elephants. And people need to go to michaelsavage.com, see the article, and give money to the organizations that are funding the anti-poaching military organizations. It's gotten so bad, I don't know if people understand what we're talking about. The poachers are using heavy weapons on these elephants just to cut their tusks out before they're even dead. They're cutting the tusks out of pregnant cows. Do you know how horrible this is to witness? And the pictures are on my website. I didn't put the worst pictures up. I didn't put the movies up of this because I don't think the people could take it. But I beg the people to listen to me. Why are you permitting this to go on? What kind of government do you have that cares nothing about the most noble species on the planet, our best friends on the planet, these most advanced creatures with such an advanced intelligence, the elephant being slaughtered for their ivory, so a group of throwback degenerates in China can sit there clicking about the big tusks they have in their ugly living room in Shanghai. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview we recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today, our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement, or to pass along more of your wealth to the the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
Over 200,000 customers are having a better hair day because of Ovation Cell Therapy.
I had a brush full of hair every day. Since I started using Ovation, my hair is fuller and it's not falling out in the shower or the brush. Ovation also worked for my husband with his breakage. Thanks for a wonderful product.
I'm a 40-year-old woman with extremely fine hair, and I've been coloring it for over 25 years. Using Ovation has decreased my hair loss and increased the fullness of my hair. I plan on using this product for the rest of my life.
Ovation works great. After my baby was born, my hair was falling out and breaking off like crazy. Now my hair looks and feels better and is growing faster than it ever has. Thanks, Ovation.
For thicker, stronger, and longer hair, log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount. ovationhair.com.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Conservative. Not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
So the article on website, MichaelSavage.com, says poachers and shad slaughter 86 elephants, cut out ivory. Now, anyone could say they love dogs. Everyone's copied me on dogs and radio since I started at 18 years ago. It's easy to love a dog. I love dogs. Okay. You're not going to hear Rush Limbaugh or any of his followers ever talk about the elephant slaughter for one reason. If they did, you would know that they were following Michael Savage. So even though the cause is good, and even though all people should get behind this, conservative and liberal alike, you will never hear a Republican stand up and say, save the elephants. You won't hear it at all because it'll mean that they were listening to Michael Savage. And that's a shame. Isn't it a shame? No one came to my aid when they banned me from England. No one will come to the aid of the elephants, even though they call themselves animal lovers. Nevertheless, poachers and shad slaughter 86 elephants, cut out ivory. The International Fund for Animal Welfare, by the way, which is the group that I support, reports that poachers and shad slaughtered 86 elephants, including 33 pregnant females, in less than a week, and hacked out their ivory. IFAW says it's the worst killing spree of elephants since early 2012, when poachers from Chad and Sudan killed as many as 650 elephants in a national park in Cameroon. Elephants in Central Africa continue to be under siege from unscrupulous poachers, the killing, blah, blah, blah. About 40% of Africa's elephant population, 17,000 elephants were illegally killed in 2011. 17,000 were killed in 2011. And there's a report called Elephants in the Dust, the African Elephant Crisis. So what are they doing? They're training enforcement officers in the use of tracking, intelligence networks, and innovative techniques. I've gone a step further. I have funded those trained to kill them. Because unless they kill the poachers, the elephants are going to die within the next few years. At the recent meeting on the International Trade in Endangered Species, three African and five Asian nations were put on notice that they have failed to adequately crack down on the ivory trade, which is nonsense. They care. These heartless monsters care about that they were put on notice. Who put them on notice? Who put them on notice? They must come up with targets or face trade sanctions next year. Are you joking? Only Obama can stop this, by the way. How do you like that? He's the president of the United States. If he got up and said that the poaching of elephants for their ivory is inhumane, and we're going to stop it, we're going to stop it by punishing China if they continue to fund this, I can guarantee you something would happen. What's the chance of that happening? About the same chance as hearing Rush Limbaugh talking about the stopping of the killing of elephants.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
All right, I don't impress easily, so here's reason number eight why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Over 100 design experts in-house. Impressive, since you're lucky to track down even one expert at a home improvement store. When I ordered new blinds from Blinds.com, I couldn't have been more impressed. They're available via phone, online chat, even video chat, via their free face-to-face design consultation service. Unbelievable. It's like having a decorator in your house. Of course, free online how-to videos make installation unbelievably easy, or you can always have them send over a pro installer to do it for you. And even if you mismeasure, it's improbable. They'll remake it for free. You heard me, free. And be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They are beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in about a minute. No tools, no drilling. You're the boss. No brackets. Go to Blinds.com, where you always get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states. And remember this, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement store prices, period. Blinds.com, they're my friends, they're good people. Be your own boss, go to Blinds.com.
Good evening. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Here's what's happening around the Bay Area. Prosecutors have formally charged a former daycare worker accused of trying to slip sleeping pills to 10 children under the age of two. Santa Clara County DA's office today charged 59-year-old Deborah Gratz with five misdemeanor counts of attempted child endangerment and five misdemeanor counts of assault. KSFO traffic. Right now, we do have an accident in Hayward, 580 westbound before Palo Verde Road. That center divider is blocked. And it looks like in Berkeley now, 80 eastbound after Gilman Street, that right shoulder blocked by an injury accident there. KSFO weather. For your Friday, highs will be in the upper 50s to low 70s around the Bay Area and inland with sunny skies. With the news and the views you won't hear anywhere else. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, Brian Sussman here, and a lot of people ask me where I buy my gold and silver from. Desert Gold Exchange. That's right, Desert Gold Exchange. Family-owned and operated, a perfect rating with the Better Business Bureau, no complaints ever filed, and they are experts. They know the market oh so well. The thing I really like is because they're family-owned and operated, they treat you like a valuable customer, not a quick transaction. Better prices, lower commissions, fast delivery. Generally takes only 2 to 3 days to get your products. And by the way, if you're thinking of converting your IRA or 401k into gold, call Desert Gold Exchange right away. I'll give you the phone number in just a moment because they can help you through that process. Again, Desert Gold Exchange, 20 years of experience in the gold business. They're my dealer of choice, 888-852-4343. Call them today, 888-852-4343, online, desertgoldexchange.com.
There's a lot to know about replacement windows, and on the phone today, we have Matt Miller from Renewal by Anderson Replacement Windows. So, Matt, what is the difference between your window material and vinyl?
Ron, if you want the best energy efficiency, poor quality vinyl isn't a great choice. It just doesn't last. And bulky white plastic windows can kill the character of your home. Our windows are custom built from our patented Fibrex, which is actually twice as strong as vinyl. Fibrex will keep the weather out and your home comfy and efficient for years to come.
All right, now everybody knows the name Anderson, so what's that link between Anderson Windows and Renewal by Anderson?
Renewal is the replacement window and patio door division of Anderson. We aren't just a manufacturer. We take care of you throughout the entire process, from building to installing to warranting your windows. You deal with one company, no middlemen, so if you're ever not satisfied, we'll be there to take care of you.
Now, what about that special that Renewal by Anderson has going on?
Great spring special. Buy just five windows, and your sixth is absolutely free. And you can pair this deal with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a full year. What that means is that you get your free windows now, and you don't have to pay for them until 2014.
Great. Thanks, Matt, for a very limited time, by the way, with Renewal by Anderson. You can buy just five windows, and that sixth window is free, with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a year.
For more information, just call 1-800-417-1010. That's 1-800-417-1010. 1-800-417-1010 or visit goodwindowpayment.com.
Hey, I'm Kix Brooks. You ever think about how firefighters risk their lives every day to keep us safe? You can return the favor by installing working smoke alarms in every room of your home and replacing alarms that are 10 years old. Go to alarmpledge.com for details. Working smoke alarms not only help protect your family, they also protect the firefighters who enter a burning home. Make the pledge to be a hero and save a hero at alarmpledge.com.
Not even he knows what he may say next. Michael Savage, weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
So here we are. Now accuse me of being an animal or nut. Go ahead. Go ahead. Make my day. See if I care. I'm not allowed to love animals. Okay, then don't. I mean, you know, okay, say what you want. See, what you don't understand is that conservatives should own the environmental issues. I've been a plant collector all of my life, while many of these people who claim to be environmentalists on the left have never been in the places I've been on Earth. I've been very lucky. But the point is I've been involved in the environment for since, I'd say, 1967, 68, 69. We should own it. People who hunt, fish, boat, etc., are the natural environmentalists of today. Not Barbara Boxer. Do you think Barbara Boxer hikes the trails of Marin County in her gold lamé shoes looking for a lawsuit? I don't think so. Do you think Barbara Boxer sails the bay in her gold lamé shoes looking to sue a seal? Do you think there are any lawsuits out on the bay? I don't think her and her family can find any lawsuits on the bay. So they're not the natural protectors of the environment. They just use it as a weapon against the invisible enemy. And that's why I say to you is that we have to get involved with this elephant story. You've got to do something. And only the president could step in and do something about it. He could stop the slaughter. To her credit, by the way, the only politician who ever mentioned this was Hillary Clinton about 6 months ago. She's the only one who ever mentioned it. The only one who said one word about it. Nothing was done. The Chinese were not stopped. Now, look, I could go back to the first question of the day, which is whose boots should be on the ground in Syria, with all of the war drums being banged right now by Obama, which sound reminiscent of Bush. I could go back to that simplistic question, but I think I've covered that. Certainly, I don't want my boots on the ground in Syria. You want Mrs. Jones' son's boots on the ground in Syria. All of the brave conservatives in the media who are calling for war again like they did in Iraq, they're not going to put on a uniform and go to Syria, are they? You don't think so? I don't think so. We don't belong in Syria. It's not our business. We have no business in Syria whatsoever. But let's focus on the topics of the day here on the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-400-7282. Any topic I may have touched on is fair game. Connecticut, Sabrina, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hi, Michael. Elephants are magical, amazing creatures. It sickens me to even fathom what has recently happened.
It's beyond belief how this is happening in front of our eyes and the UN is doing nothing.
And
I blame the United Nations for permitting the slaughter of the elephants, and I've said that I believe that some of these people who are in the UN who are supposed to stop this are probably being paid under the table by ivory traders.
Well, I certainly hope that Obama does something, and I just want to tell you that your comments are so forthright and honest. You have such tenacity in your dialogue. And I just want to thank you for making people truly aware of what's really happening in America.
Well, you know what they could do? The group I give money to is the I've looked around. Most of these groups I don't trust. Most of them take most of it for the management, and they go on vacation with it. They visit Africa and take pictures, right? So I don't really give money to charities because a lot of it's fraudulent. Unfortunately, that's true. The whole charitable world needs to be investigated by someone else. But I found the IFAW is a pretty honest group. I believe that. I pray to God that's their name. I don't even remember who I gave money to, but it's the International Fund for Animal Welfare. I believe that's the group that we've been supporting. And I suggest you look into them and try to target it for the Elephant Fund. Let me see if I can find the exact name. Oh, God, I have so many. Here we go. Yep, thank God. IFAW, International Fund for Animal Welfare. They're very good people. They're as good as we're going to find. And I'm going to read you an email from them right now. Dear Mike Savage, I suspect your audience will be most interested in updates on the efforts in Cameroon and Chad and Kenya, so I'll gather more info and send it to you early next week. I think I've also found an ideal video for your website. It focuses on elephants, and if you like, if blah, 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 please take a look and let me know if this is okay. It summarizes the crisis and has powerful images, but I can keep digging if you don't feel it's appropriate. So he sent me a video, which is pretty dangerous to look at, by the way. And then he says the other big fight for elephants is at the CITES meeting in Bangkok next week, and they have a team on the ground to argue with the bureaucrats about it. And then he said this month's battles to help elephants, sharks, polar bears, and other endangered animals. For the animals, and it came from that group that I mentioned to you, who I give money to, and I suggest you look into them, IFAW. I don't make anything from them. I'm not on their board of directors. I have absolutely no interest in the financial elements other than to save the elephants and the other endangered species. So International Fund for Animal Welfare, look them up. I think we should post the YouTube video, as horrible as it is. I'll send it over to Art Moore right now, and we'll let him put it up on michaelsavage.com. Maybe if people cry over the, you know, the shooting of the elephants, and see the mother elephants begging for their lives as their tusks are being cut out, and you could see their eyes as these throwbacks are cutting out with machetes the tusks from the mother elephants, and their babies are being killed in front of their eyes. Who knows, you know? Maybe even a Republican might become an environmentalist. I mean, I don't know. Anything might happen in this world. You can't tell. You can't tell. Lindsey Graham himself might actually become a human being if he saw such a picture. Post video. I'm just sending it right now. Video I'm doing my work on. I'm sending it to Art. 855-470. See, I have contempt. I have total contempt for politicians because, as we well know, it's a business. And the two parties are two businesses vying for your support. But they're nothing but businesses. They don't put America first. They put their party first. And as I believe it was George Washington who wrote that the party system, frankly, has no place in America, incidentally. And look at us sitting here like the idiots. Do you know how many talk shows are talking about the Republicans good, they'll save us? Now, by and large, it's only the Republicans who have saved us from the Democrats, incidentally. I mean, when you look at Dianne Feinstein's desire to steal the Second Amendment out of the hands of the American people, she was shafted by her own party. But that's because the American people and the Republicans made Harry Reid understand that they would lose seats and that their business, called the Democrat Party business, would be affected if Dianne Feinstein's extremism was allowed to come to the floor of the Senate. But the fact of the matter is things can be done to save the elephants, and I wish you'd get involved. And I don't care what side of the political spectrum you're on. We're all on this planet together, and they're the only things that these are the animals should draw us all together. Let's put it to you that way. Shirley on KSFO, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the radio, Shirley. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got to say something. I didn't agree with you before, but now that I find that you're an animal lover, God bless you, because I love animals. I have 11 cats and 5 dogs. I would have more if I could afford it, but I live on my Social Security.
Well, the issue is not cats and dogs. I mean, I'm a dog lover, but we all are dog lovers. Everyone's an animal lover in America who has a cat or a dog. But we're talking about a species on the planet of extremely high intelligence that's being mercilessly butchered for the ivory that the Chinese middle-class bourgeois are showing off in their homes and their big, ugly, disgusting apartments and houses in China. And that's what has to be stopped. And they're the ones who have to be stopped. It's the Chinese government that has to step in and punish this. And they won't do it unless the American government steps in and says, unless you stop the sale of ivory in your country, unless you crack down on it, we're going to impose a trade embargo on Chinese goods. That's what I would do. If I were a senator right now, I would make a big, I would have a speech tomorrow that I'm going to move to have a bill to put a trade embargo on Chinese goods, electronics, cars, I don't care what it is. Whatever they're selling, we're not buying until they stop the sale of ivory in their country, and they arrest the ivory poachers, and they arrest people who have ivory. Arrest them if they have ivory in their house. That would be the end of it. It could be done literally in a few weeks. WMAL, Washington, D.C. Carol, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Oh, yeah, I totally support you 100%. And what I can't understand is, where's PETA? Where are all these people that are these big animals?
Well, we know that they're just a business like any other, and we know the scandal of them killing 90% of the animals given to them in their shelter. And that's a story that's been covered. It's an important one to see through them, and that they've just a business like many other front groups for let's say, greedy people. There's no other way to put it. It's not the first instance of that. Look at the city of Oakland. Look at the city of Oakland in California. Virtually every official is being caught with their hand in the till. Okay? And crime is out of control in the streets. Thank you for the call. KSFO, San Francisco. Dan, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Michael, good evening. I've been there, seen it myself. It's a tragedy. I agree with you 100%. If we don't get out there and take care of it, it would be a tragic loss to see these elephants die off.
I am funding the IFAW. I believe they're hiring ex-military guys with automatic weapons to kill these bastards, to kill these poachers. I believe the poachers should be slaughtered the same, with the same brutality, and hung to rot in the villages they come from. I believe that the American and other French, whoever special forces, who are on these teams should go out and find them and butcher them like they're butchering the elephants and hang them outside their villages. That will put an end to the slaughter. Nothing else will do it. These people are from another planet. They're not living in the modern world. To them, an elephant is nothing but a cow. And just as we slaughter a cow for a piece of beef, that's what they see the elephant as. They don't understand the bigger picture. They don't understand that as the elephant goes, we as a species go as well. What they don't really understand is that we are the elephant. We are the elephant. Now, I know that that's anathema to the fundamentalists listening to the show, but you have to understand the greater context in which I'm saying this. It's actually a blessing to protect these innocent, beautiful creatures. It is actually a religious requirement that we protect these innocent, beautiful creatures. It's actually quite Christian to protect these beautiful, innocent, noble creatures from the most evil forces on the planet, the commercial forces of greed, which know no limits. So I think I've made my point, and we'll go on to the other calls on the Savage Nation. Grand Junction, Colorado. Cher, you've been holding a long time. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Mr. Savage, I represent a large group of intelligent, successful businesswomen from colorful Colorado. Beautiful. We love your respect, intelligence, and insightfulness. And if you add cottage cheese to you and your dog's diet, it holds the nutrients in your system longer. So God bless you, Mr. Savage, and carry on.
That's beautiful. Let me send you a copy of my... How many women are in your group?
There are a ton of us, and we're extremely wealthy, and we will all buy your book.
Okay, I was going to send you it. It's not the money. I'm trying to warn America what China's already doing to us through a novel. By the way, there's a lead story from the Washington Times. Do you know that Mr. Holmes, the Aurora Theater slaughterer, has converted to Islam in prison in Colorado? Did you know that?
Yes, I'm a psychologist, and so
The Aurora Theater shooter, who America has forgotten, the crazy one, James Holm, has converted to Islam and prays up to 5 times a day. A prison source says the beard James Holm sported in court last month represents his newfound faith. The source said Mr. Holmes has turned Muslim as a way of justifying his horrific crimes on July 20th, which left 12 people dead and 58 people wounded the Daily Mail reports. The source said he has brainwashed himself into believing he was on his own personal jihad and that his victims in the movie theater were infidels. Holmes now prays five times a day, sticks to a strict Muslim diet in prison, and spends hours each day studying the Quran, the source told the Inquirer. I rest my case, Shar. Thank you for listening to the Savage Nation. Houston, Texas, Beatrice, KSEV, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Well, thank you, Dr. Savage, for speaking up for the elephants. I've been watching a lot of things about them. They are so intelligent. They can do things that are just amazing, absolutely amazing.
You know what's interesting is that the women are calling now, because I've touched the women with my compassion for animals and my compassion for the elephants in particular, which is wonderful. I don't know what it is about men, but guys are almost ashamed to admit that they have any feelings at all to begin with, let alone feelings for elephants. Maybe they'll think that they're ready for gay marriage if they should admit that they want to save an elephant. I don't know what it is, but the fact of the matter is, thank God the women are listening to me.
Well, there may be a small amount of good news, and I'll tell you what it is. Do you know who Yao Ming is?
I'm sorry? Charmaine? Say it again.
Yao Ming has been doing PSAs he's already done a series of them for sharks. Because they eat that shark fin soup.
Oh, yes. The Chinese in San Francisco are shocked that they can't buy the fins from a beautiful animal in the sea called a shark, an ancient beautiful species, that the fishermen pull out, cut the fin off, and throw them back in the water alive and half dead to be eaten by predators. It's unbelievable to me how inhumane man really is. Man's inhumanity to the lesser creatures is overwhelming. Now, I'm not a vegetarian, by the way. But there is humane slaughter, there's sensible harvesting of animal, there's animal husbandry. The slaughter of elephants for their ivory falls into none of those categories. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. You want to talk about this, or do you want to talk about politics? Let me explain something to you. The slaughter of the elephants by poachers in Africa, in particular, is very political, because it's the Chinese government that could stop this. They could stop the trade in ivory overnight. They have the power. They're a police state. They could go out and they could round up the poachers. They could round up the ivory. They could punish the people who bought it. They could stop it overnight. The Chinese are a brilliant people. They have all the power in the world. They could put an end to this. But apparently their greed knows no end. They will destroy the earth itself in their race for greed, in their quest for gold. Look what they're doing to the air in their cities. You know, you talk about pollution, you talk about environmental degradation. You know nothing about it until you visited China. It's the most polluted nation on the planet. But the moronic American environmentalists are focused on the tailpipe of a car in California. We have the cleanest state in the country. It's enough already. Stop with the carbon taxes and focus where the real pollution is. Focus on the real inhumanity on the planet. It's China, my friends. I'll be right back.
And here he is, Michael Savage.
So I fear that Obama's in Israel basically setting up the pretext to go to war, whether it be against Syria or Iran or both. And what gives me this eerie feeling is that I played few sound from O2 of George Bush telling us about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, et cetera, and that was the pretext for war. And I see the same thing happening now. It's also interesting to me that the president who didn't support Israel at all prior to the election is now going over there saying, we're giving you 10 years of basically a bailout, another 10-year bailout. And number two, we've got your back. Why is he suddenly in love with Israel? The election's over, so what is he doing this for? There's another story on my website that I'm almost reluctant to tell you about. If you're an animal lover, as I am, go to the website, michaelsavage.com, and you're going to see a story that will bring a strong man to his knees and make him weep. Poachers in Chad slaughter 86 elephants, cut out the ivory. As you know, this is a big campaign of mine. Poachers in Chad slaughtered 86 elephants, including 33 pregnant females, in less than a week and hacked out their ivory while they were alive. They shot them and cut the ivory out while they were begging for their lives on the ground. It's the worst killing spree of elephants since early 2012 from these poachers. Now, I have worked with the International Fund for Animal Welfare for a while. I've just given them a modest grant. It's not working. The people who are responsible for this are in China because they are the ivory-consuming nations. As you know, China has not made any effort to reduce the demand for ivory in China. If we don't force China to stop this insanity, if we don't force China in the UN to stop it, the battle to save elephants will be lost in your lifetime because you did nothing. How can you speak up for elephants? Can you sign an elephant petition? Can you send some money to the International Fund for Animal Welfare? I don't know what you can do. Please look at my website. It's a pretty ugly picture up there. I don't know if you have the stomach to see an animal on the ground with its guts cut out, with its ivory slashed out of its head. On top of it is another animal story. U.S. companies are seeking final approval to start slaughtering horses for food in the United States of America. It seems to me the world is melting down into a decadence that I've never seen in my lifetime. There seems to be no care for anything. Maybe I'm overgeneralizing. What do you think? How do you feel about China not stopping in to stop the elephant slaughter? They won't stop the trade. How do you feel about Bush and Obama sounding eerily similar about a pretext for war? Line one, Richard, you're on the Savage Nation.
Michael, I hope you're 100% wrong because Americans don't have the will, stomach, or the money for another war. We're tired.
But, Ara, I agree with you. But why is Bush and Obama, why do they sound the same?
Why? Well, I can't explain that.
But, okay, then let's put it another way. Do they sound the same?
Oh, yes, I agree with you when it comes to that. I agree.
All right, so that's why I, a mere talk show host, found the 2002 speech by Bush where he talked about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, and there were none. And now we have Obama in Israel today saying there's chemical weapons, and he's going to do something about it. It's frightening. I'm going to play for you George W. Bush's October 16th, 2002 speech on Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, which it turns out were not there, and which was a pretext for war. And then I'm going to play Obama's speech of today, which is eerily similar. Nobody in radio has done for you what you're about to hear. Listen.
Iraq's combination of weapons of mass destruction and ties to terrorist groups and ballistic missiles would threaten the peace and security of many nations.
We know the Syrian government has the capacity to carry out chemical weapon attacks.
Chaos in that region would be felt in Europe and beyond.
The Assad regime must understand that they will be held accountable for the use of chemical weapons or their transfer to terrorists.
The time has arrived once again for free nations to face up to our global responsibilities.
Iran's leaders must understand, however, that they have to meet their international obligations. And meanwhile, the international community will continue to increase the pressure on the Iranian government.
Those who choose to live in denial may eventually be forced to live in fear.
I have made clear that the use of chemical weapons is a game changer. All options are on the table. We will do what is necessary to prevent Iran from getting the world's worst weapons.
It makes me sick to listen to this, and it makes me even sicker to have been given the brains to hear it and put two and two together 10 years later. Is anyone else in the media doing this for you? You're hearing Republican good, Democrat bad. Republican good, Democrat bad. How much can you listen to it? Do you see what's really going on in front of your eyes? Do you actually see it? Do you hear it? Well, that's my job. I'm supposed to see it and hear it for you. I will tell you this. As a kid who grew up in a good place and a bad place, and I met some mean people in my childhood, I found out that bullies usually have a pretext before they attack a little guy. Before a bully punches somebody in the nose who doesn't deserve it or is smaller than them, they come up with a fake excuse such as, oh, you did this to me. The kid says, what? And he gets punched right in the nose. I saw it every time this government acted like a bully. They set that up. I'll go back to Bill Clinton, a bully. Bill Clinton, under Janet, it was a Janet Reno, whatever her name was. Do you remember what she did? They said that David Koresh was raping young girls. There was no rape. They used that as a pretext to kill everybody at Waco, Texas. There was no rape. Every time a bully gets ready to attack, they make up a story. The phone number here is 855-407-282. I really rather would go back to a topical question. So I go down the mall, and I see one store says, come in here for sports, come in here for radios, come in here for gadgets. And we've all seen sporting goods stores that come and go. We've seen clothing stores come and go. We've seen cookie stores come and go. I think that if you offer a single product on your radio show, such as sliced bologna, people are going to not eat that bologna after a while. Sure, once in a while, they may want to hear about the bologna, whether it be Democrats bad, Republicans good, Obama bad, which he is. But every day, that's like eating bologna every day. Or if every day all you do is every day you say the word, the Constitution, like it's the Holy Grail itself. Well, we all know the Constitution's important, but it's like a slice of bologna. How much bologna can you eat? People are searching the dial for something. They don't know what they're looking for. So I'm going to ask you, what are you looking for in a radio show? You see, I reinvent myself on a regular basis. My father used to do it in his little store by taking inventory. And I would say, Dad, why are you taking inventory? He said, well, I want to find out what's moving and what's not moving. Even a small shopkeeper understood that you had to keep your inventory fresh to get the people to come back to the store. When I listen to radio, I'm afraid I hear baloney. So I'm asking you, what are you looking for in a radio show? If you want to call on that, that's not what I'm going to get stuck on. There are many other things I want to talk about. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, WiseFoodStorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com. thesavage.com today. And guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here to talk to you about Ovation Cell Therapy. Now, back before my Ovation days, my hair looked like a mixture between straw and some sandpaper. It was so dry that it was actually breaking when I would run my hand through it. And I remember before getting ready for work one morning, looking at my curling iron and my straightener and wondering if I should even use those anymore. I mean, the heat on my hair without protection was part of my major issue. Then I found my Ovation Cell Therapy three-step process, and that changed my life. My hair has gone from broken, dry, brittled, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair, and I started to notice it within the first few times that I used Ovation. And now I can curl my hair or straighten my hair and do it with ease, knowing that my hair is protected. You can do the same. Go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory offer. Again, that's ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
This is an important message for all hardworking Americans. Not long ago, Michael Parnas was living on a park bench in New York City. Fast forward to 2008, he took a few thousand dollars and in less than 8 months, eight of the worst trading months in stock market history, Michael made close to $4 million. He cracked the stock market's code and discovered the insider trends that your broker doesn't want you to know. So he is giving you his Power Trading, Power Living book and DVD to help take the mystery out of the market, break down the trades and trends you need to know, and show you how he went from a park bench to Park Avenue for free. Just pay shipping. Michael has never stopped believing that regular, hardworking people can make money in the stock market. A lot of money. In fact, Michael is convinced power trading can work for you, too. That's why he's giving you his book and DVD for free. Call Michael now at 800-309-1118 and claim your free copy. Call 800-309-1118. That's 800-309-1118. Trading carries a high level of risk and may not be suitable for everyone.
Mark Levin and Michael Savage, back to back, weekdays beginning at 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
In fact, one of the articles that impressed me as an example of how far down the road we've gone towards fascism and socialism, and it starts out with a benign headline. Wisconsin's VISTA program encourages volunteers to overcome white privilege. And they're encouraging white people who work in VISTA to wear white wristbands as a reminder of their, quote, white privilege and a personal commitment to explain to minorities why they wear the white wristband on their hand. It's in a power and privilege section on racial injustice. Now, by the way, this is paid for by federal money. And this is for white liberals who work with low-income, racially diverse public schools to examine the privilege their Caucasian race confers on them. This document telling them to wear a white wristband if they're white was written by a so-called Diversity Resource Center in New Jersey. And it suggests that white people ask themselves questions such as, how do I ignore privilege? What am I doing today to undo my privilege? How do I fool myself into thinking I am powerless? And on and on and on. Now, you don't know who started this madness, do you, this Nazism? At the top of this webpage is a quotation from feminist so-called Gloria Steinem that reads, of course, the first The first problem for all of us, she wrote, men and women, is not to learn but to unlearn. Did you hear this? What you don't know is this was common in Mao Zedong's China. Did you know any of this? Did you know that we're now living in a communist revolution under Obama? Did you understand any of this? You know that the whole concept of white privilege has been totally manufactured by communist professors as part of the social justice movement to make white people uncomfortable with their own race, to make white children uncomfortable for being born white. And it's being pushed by Nazis of color, by the way. The fact of the matter is, this is right out of Mao Zedong's China. Let me explain this to you. So many white people will get angry hearing about this. They're going to write things as they've written on this article, such as this. Yeah, and you're sure you don't want to mention that you worked hard, made sacrifices, and denied yourself many things in order to achieve those things that you did, Mr. White Man? That you worked nights, two jobs, went without a car, so you could achieve those goals? You wouldn't want to burden those folks with your problems or give them any ideas that one just might have some personal responsibility for reaching those goals. Another one wrote, yeah, I should not mention that I, as a white man, worked a day job, went to school at night, and then worked a part-time job on the weekends. And after it's school at night, I got another job during those nights until my career took off. You hear this? So this went on in Nazi Germany when Jews were forced to wear a Star of David. It went on in Mao Zedong's time in China. And this is what leftist, progressive Democrats are doing to this country, mainly to your children. They couldn't do it to me. I'd spit in their face. They couldn't do it to you because you know better than to listen to this crap. But they're doing it to your children in colleges across America. And so I have no question to ask you. This is the equivalent of the Star of David during World War II, we know. Another person points out that it's more like the mandatory self-criticism sessions during Mao Zedong's Cultural Revolution. And then finally, someone writes this. Look around you and see what has started under Obama. They are demonizing whites, Jews, Christians, gun owners, and rich people. Add to that list if you want, but they have their targets, and they're making sure that there will be a revolution. Have you noticed that there is no ammunition available? Then someone wrote, the Soviets did the same thing with the kulaks. They were the farmers, by the way. They were deemed enemies and treated accordingly. So unless you know your history, you're condemned to repeat it. And what the communazis are doing in America's universities today is repeating history, a very dark chapter in the history of the world. A topical question of the radio dial as a shopping mall. And if I listen to certain shows and every day, no matter when I tune in, and I try sometimes over a three-hour stretch, it doesn't matter when, it doesn't matter what time, it doesn't matter what segment. Whenever I click the radio on, I hear the same thing. The Constitution. Unless you respect the Constitution. Well, we know the Constitution's an important document, but that's not radio. This is not a boring high school class in civics. And if you start to sound like an old commie professor in a dirty brown suit with a tuna fish stain on your pocket, even if you're espousing so-called conservatism, you still sound like a tin horn Karl Marx, or worse yet, a tin horn other greasy communist from the 1950s in the Bronx schools or the Queens schools or the Brooklyn schools. They were filled with these commies with bad old suits. And if you start to sound like that on the radio, you're finished. You're gone. So as I walked in the mall, I mean, I saw stores come and go. Even Abercrombie and Fitch, thank God they threw them out of business because the stink of the perfume that they were blowing out into the mall. I used to have to walk around that store. Whenever I passed like a coffee store, then I knew there was another store. The AT&T store is filled with the true believers who think that it's the Holy Grail, that if they go in and get a new iPhone, they're going to be taller, thinner, perhaps even whiter. God only knows. They may even be whiter if they get the right iPhone. I really don't know what they're buying it for. But they do think it's the Holy Grail. Right after that, there was an Abercrombie and Fitch. My eyes would smart. I would sneeze. I would wheeze. They were blowing perfume out into the mall. Well, they're gone. So you see, if you continue to give out the same baloney every day, even if it's perfume baloney, the people will stop coming to your store. So again, I have to ask you, again, if you are in the mall, the radio mall, look, in any big city, there's 70 radio stations. You realize that? Internet. How many internet sites are there? I don't know how many there are. I mean, in politics, unlimited. 70 radio stations in my city, 75. Internet, Any other choices? Television, do I have to remind you, right? So that you're listening to my show is a privilege. I've been on the air 18 years. Apparently, I have a loyal following that will listen to me even if I got up and read the phone book, some of you would listen to the show. But I don't want to do that. I try to give it to you on a regular basis. Now, one of the other topics we're going to talk about, you can't call on that of what you're looking for in the radio mall in topics or what you'd like to hear. 855-400-7282 is the phone number to the Savage Nation. I found another article that intrigued me. Americans and religion increasingly parting ways, new survey shows. Religious affiliation in the United States is at the lowest point since it began to be tracked in the 1930s, according to analysis of newly released survey data by researchers from the University of California at Berkeley and Duke University. Last year, they say 1 in 5 Americans claimed they had no religious preference, more than double the number reported in 1990. Fewer Americans affiliated with an organized religion survey shows UC Berkeley sociologists, blah, blah, blah. Now, first of all, this is a biased study. The minute you see UC Berkeley and sociologist in one line, you know it's a left-wing biased study. I'm a trained epidemiologist. I can tell you right now, I can get it. If I wanted to be a sociologist, I can make up any question I wanted and get any answer I wanted. However, I do believe that there is some validity to the results. The researchers found that 20% of a nationally representative group, they don't say what the group is, by the way, reported no religious preference. Then they say that's a jump from 1990 when all but 8% of Americans polled identified with an organized faith, right? So they ask this question in the survey. What is your religious preference? Is it Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, some other religion, or no religion? And it says liberals are far more likely to claim no religion. That's 40%. Conservatives, only 9% claim no religion. Men are more likely than women to claim no religion. More whites claim no religion. 21% said no religion, compared to African Americans, only 17%. And Mexican Americans, only 14% said no religion. This is very interesting, isn't it, by the way? Darn, they can't do anything with those blacks and Mexicans, can they, those liberals? No matter how they try, they just can't beat God out of them. They don't know what to do with that yet. Give them a little time. More than one-third of 18 to 24-year-olds claim no religion, compared to just 7% of those 75 and older. So if you're an oldster getting ready for the coffin or whatever, most of you still believe in a religion. The young ones are atheists. They believe in nothing. All they believe is in partying and whatever.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Good evening. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Here's what's happening around the Bay Area. Charges have been dropped against a Santa Cruz man accused of stealing flowers from a memorial for two fallen police detectives. Turns out the man bought flowers for a girlfriend. State Supreme Court has upheld the death penalty conviction of a Richmond man who killed two co-workers shortly after he was fired from his job. Court ruled the man repeatedly told his co-workers months in advance that he intended to kill anyone who tried to fire him. KSFO traffic to San Ramon we go, 680 northbound at Crow Canyon Road. It is a three-car accident there. All lanes are blocked except for one. We're not sure which one. There are delays in that area. KSFO weather, partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 30s to low 40s. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s to low 70s around the bay and inland. With the news and the views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
What do you think of when I say the word summer?
I think I need to lose 10 pounds.
With Live Skinny, losing the weight can be as simple as drinking from a water bottle.
I just drink water?
Yep. It's literally weight loss support in a water bottle. Right now, the famous Live Skinny formula that was featured on TV and sold nearly a million bottles is offering their once-a-year summer special of 90 days for 90 bucks.
90 days for 90 bucks? That's even a skinny price.
The patented Live Skinny formula includes the exact ingredients that all celebrity TV doctors are raving about, like raspberry ketones, green coffee bean, African mango extract, and Garcinia Cambogia burn. Clinically proven. To help you lose weight, just drink water.
That's easy.
And fast. Women reported losing up to 11 pounds in the very first week. In fact, a 10-week study shows the average weight loss was 28 pounds. It happens only once a year, and it's happening right now. The 90 Days for 90 Bucks Summer Special. Go to LiveSkinny90.com. That's LiveSkinny90.com. Get rid of those nagging 10 to 20 pounds and live skinny. Go to LiveSkinny90.com.
How do you choose the right replacement window? On the phone today, we have Matt Miller from Renewal by Anderson Replacement Windows. Matt, from what I understand, poor quality vinyl windows have a lot of problems.
There's a misconception that vinyl is the best modern window material, but vinyl is just another word for plastic. Most builders-grade vinyl windows we replace are less than 10 years old. There's stacks of these things in the landfill. Our windows are custom-built from our patented Fibrex, which is twice as strong as vinyl. Ron, Fibrex windows last, so you'll replace your windows just once.
Is it true you guys don't provide estimates? You actually provide something even better?
Estimates change. Customers want a price they can count on. During your free window diagnosis, we measure your windows, listen to your needs, and go over all the style and color options. Then we give you not an estimate, but a to-the-penny price quote that's good for one full year.
Now, what about that special that Renewal by Anderson has going on?
Great spring special. Buy just five windows, and your sixth is absolutely free. And you can pair this deal with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a full year. What that means is that you get your free windows now, and you don't have to pay for them until 2014.
Great. Thanks, Matt, for a very limited time, by the way, with Renewal by Anderson. You can buy just five windows, and that sixth window is free, with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a year.
For more information, just call 1-800-417-1010. That's 1-800-417-1010, 1-800-417-1010, or visit goodwindowpayment.com.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
That captures it. That about captures my mood today. Nino Rota, remember him? What a great composer he was. I was thinking about that. Nino Rota, who did the Godfather theme, I believe. It's unbelievable. When you think back of films of that day, shot in remarkable, you know, stock, when it was ektachrome, whatever they used, as opposed to video. But everything was big. The music was big. The actors were big. The scripts were big. The themes were big. Everything was big. You went into a movie and you came out somewhat modified. Your consciousness had been changed. I mean, I'm a movie nut. I don't get changed by movies. I enjoy them. I'm entertained by them, but I never move by them anymore. Whatever. Things change. Nothing remains the same, as we all know that, right? But anyway, to get back to my main theme today, it is sort of a circus. The radio dial is a circus with different acts. Hey, here's the sports act. Hey, you want to come here to the news act? Well, we're the liberal act over here.
We're the conservative act over here.
We're the funny act over here. Hey, come in here. Here's the dirty act up here on the other band. We'll do dirty stuff. Ha! We'll say the dirty words for you over here on Sirius. Oh, yeah, tune us in. Put it in your car. Only $29 a second. We'll say the dirty words five-year-olds say.
We're the legal act. You know, you get the picture, right? Now, no one person could do it all except me who just did it. But as I say, the more I listen to conservative talk, the more I hear single-sliced bologna sandwiches. There's not even any vegetables on it. And I don't know about you, but I can't take it anymore. I'm trying to save conservative radio. Liberal radio's dead. There is no liberal radio. It's gone. There's only liberal television news. But there is no liberal radio. You could say NPR is. It should have been defunded 20 years ago.
since it's a liberal outlet. That's all it is. It's not fair-minded in any way. It sounds it because they play Vivaldi, but just because you hear Vivaldi and people speak like they're from England doesn't mean they're objective. I mean, I can be more objective sounding like I'm from the Bronx, because I am from the Bronx originally, and I'm more objective than a phony with an English accent, by the way. I have nothing against English accents. I've always been somewhat of an Anglophile, incidentally, until they banned me, and even then I'm still an Anglophile. I just don't like communist liberals from England. That's all. Now, what religion do Americans identify with? Which religions are still prevalent in the United States of America? It's not going to be a big shock. Residents of the Midwestern and Southern states were least likely to claim no religion compared to respondents in the Western, Mountain, and Northeastern states. In other words, states run by people like Mayor Bloomberg generally claim no religion. No soda, no religion. No soda, no religion. No justice, no peace. Remember that? Well, they could put out a new bumper sticker in Manhattan for the few cars that are allowed, or put them on bicycles, which is no soda, no religion. I don't know if it would take. Now, what about educational differences? According to this biased survey, educational differences, roll the drums, among those claiming no religion are small. Okay, they got it. Compared to other demographics. So, in other words, it doesn't matter if you're educated or not. They say the results are about the same. 855-400-7282 is the phone number on the Savage Nation. We're talking about the radio dial as a shopping mall, and which store do you want to go into today on the radio dial? You've come into the Savage app. I'm the Savage app. Now, what do you want this Savage app to deliver to you on a daily basis? That's really what I'm asking you. I'm not going to give you sliced bologna by talking about the Bill of Rights or the Constitution or continuously bashing Obama. I've written one book after another. You can read those books, read the references, and judge for yourself whether he is what I think he is. So I'm asking you, what do you want to hear in the mall? The Savage app is open for business. So look, I threw the question out there. The lines are jammed as usual. And I'll do the news. I'll give you all the news. But you know, what's the difference? You can get it anywhere. I can give you just news if you want, but there are news stations. I beat them to a... Why is it that I beat the news stations in New York City in my time slot on WABC? It's perplexing because you think, you know, I'm all news, blah, blah, blah. Well, why are people not listening to it? They're listening to me, the men. The men are, mainly men. Men, older men, intelligent men over the age of 21, not hipsters who wear childish outfits and smoke too much marijuana and think that by holding a cappuccino in their hand, they look ironic. 855, why do they want to be ironic? Why do all of the young hipsters think that looking ironic makes them look intelligent? Irony is a dead end. Irony is the simplest form of humor. I think one of these days I'm going to give a lecture on humor, the varieties of humor. Irony, true irony is very difficult to pull off, but irony is actually simple. The most difficult form of humor is sarcasm, good sarcasm, real sarcasm. You can't learn it. You have to have grown up in a sarcastic house and have been picked on by a sarcastic mother to really be good at sarcasm. You cannot learn this in a comedy club. You need to have had a sarcastic parent. It's the only way you can be sarcastic. I'm kidding you. Lighten up a bit, for God's sakes. Do you realize everyone listening to this show right now, everyone, I don't care what your color is, I don't care what your bank account may or may not be, nor your, everyone listening to this show will be dead within 150 years. So that's like, oh, and? So what was that, Savage? That's so, it sounds profound on the face of it. A kid said that to me in high school. I thought he was a genius. He said, do you realize everyone on the planet today will be dead in 100 years? I had to raise it to 150 years, given medical advances and transplantation advances. I have to say 150 years. So you say, well, what does that mean? Actually, there is a wisdom to it. We're all traveling around on spaceship Earth. We're on the same voyage. And take a look at what happened to the latest ship at sea with 5,000 people, 4,000 passengers and 1,000 crew. Another carnival dream with the sewage overflowing in the hallway. It reminds me of planet Earth itself. There is a carrying capacity to a cruise ship. Remember I said that to you? There's a carrying capacity. There's a limit. But what happened here was the engineer said, okay, there's no limit theoretically to the size ship we can build you. So then they said, okay, we can carry 1,000 passengers, 1,000 crew, make it da, da, da. So they kept going up, 2,000, 1,000, 3,000, 1,000. So that's like 5,000, no problem. Meanwhile, feces are overflowing into the halls. That's called a limit. That's called the carrying capacity limit of a cruise ship. They've reached their limits. Airplane, too big. The Dreamliner, boom, gone, can't fly it. Limits. See, there are limits to everything. And I've told you this before. I should get a Nobel Prize in economics for this. There is a limit to an economy. It cannot keep expanding exponentially. That's one of the mythologies of America. And I love America. There is a limit to an economy. It cannot keep expanding exponentially. Just as a government cannot keep expanding exponentially, as the idiot, communist, Marxist, academic fools keep doing to us. They're expanding the government exponentially, whether it be federal, state, or local. They don't understand there's a limit to it, carrying capacity. Same thing as a cruise ship. There's a limit. On another note, that has nothing to do with that, but it came to my mind, and since I'm going to throw out anything that comes to my mind until I start to take your calls, when I get a little winded and want to listen to you for a minute to catch my breath and think for a minute, I was thinking about Girl Scout cookies. Now, who in America doesn't think that that's innocent and cute? I don't mean you buy them. I usually, if they corner me, will buy a box and give them away. Or if I don't want to, I say, honey, I'm sorry, I don't eat sugar. I don't know what to say. I feel bad. But then I thought about this. Why doesn't the Grinch who stole Christmas, Mayor Bloomberg, the meanest man in America, who tried to take away large sodas, why doesn't he legislate Girl Scout cookies? Because I analyze Girl Scout cookies. There's more sugar in the mass of an average Girl Scout cookie than there is in a fountain drink. That's right. And I think that he shouldn't eliminate Girl Scout cookies. After all, he's a good liberal. He wouldn't do that. I think he should induce portion control in Girl Scout cookies and only let them sell a half a box at a time. I think he can take it to his Stalinist health commission in New York City, and they can all study it overnight in some hipster bar and rubber stamp anything that his friends write for him. And they'll say, by edict of the health commission of the city of New York in the year Anno Domini 2013, we hereby declare that Girl Scout cookies are unhealthy for you, and you can only buy a half a box of Girl Scout cookies. And we're hiring 10,000 investigators in the new Girl Scout cookie police force. That's about exactly what the Grinch who stole Christmas named Bloomberg has done with soda. Let's take some callers now. Let's start on, well, I don't know, man. I have such good calls. Man and woman. I don't like the word man. It's antiquated. The 70s are dead. You know, it's another thing. It's very hard to know how to call your audience. People, that's too communist. Like, hey, people, how are you? No, that's too left. Man is too you say, hey, man, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're trying to sound too cool. Like you're a jazz, you know, jazz club guy in the 60s. Who uses it? You don't know what to say about people anyway. You have to invent the language. My friend, idiotic. Yes, my friend. That sounds like a pompous politician from another era, another country. Like, it's like channeling a politician from Bulgaria in translation. My friend, what are you, a Roman? I mean, what is this, my friend? You don't know the people. They're not your friends. Any talk shows who thinks his listeners are his friends should be his own lawyer. Any talk shows who thinks his listeners are his friends should eat some of the food that listeners send. First rule in talk radio, learn it the first week. Never eat listener food. Dear Mike, we love you so much that Marvin and I put together this cake for you. Please enjoy it. That cake goes right into the toilet because you don't know what Marvin put into the cake, right? Could be like the guy who delivered cookies with you-know-what on it to all those little children. 1-855-400-7282. Let's go to Frank on WABC. Go ahead, Frank. You're on the air.
Dr. Savage, I just wanted to comment about your radio station. We've been listening since we moved from Albany to the Finger Lakes with our grandfather. I really think you're kind of like a grandfather because you are refreshing, exciting, unpredictable, focused. I love the stories about the food that you talk about. I mean, you don't provide the same old bologna. You're kind of like a Reuben or an Italian sandwich. You never know what you're going to get.
Hey, no one said that about me before, that I'm like an Italian sandwich. I like that.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's very refreshing with the stories that you tell. I love to hear the
Well, I hope it's not too low-fat for you.
No.
Thanks for the call. I'll give you a low-fat mortadella. You know, I didn't get any calls on the God question. Remember I read you the thing, the study? I lost the article already. It got buried on the table. That fewer people... Here, Americans and religion increasing party ways. New survey shows. Religion affiliation in the United States is low. Oh, I meant to fill that in. Oh, darn, I didn't. Second rule of radio, if you promise you're going to say something before a break, you must always deliver it, or else the people get frustrated and angry. So by which religions are prevalent in the United States? You can pretty much guess by now, right? Actually, it caught me by surprise. About one-third of Americans identify with a blank. One-quarter are blank percent. Okay, I'll tell you. Let me start with the smallest percentage of religions. 1.5% of Americans identify with being Jewish. Very small number. One-quarter of Americans identify with being Catholic. Although 35% were raised Catholic, only 25% identify with being Catholic. One-third of Americans identify with a conservative Protestant denomination. That's very interesting. So evangelicals or Protestantism represents the largest religious group in the United States of America. That's very interesting. Back in 1972, when this survey began, only 5% of those polled claimed no religion. But it's been going up steadily, with 18% saying no religion in 2010 and 20% now saying in 2012 no religion. So here's my question to you. Religion. Why have you left your religion and why? I think I can pretty much answer the question for all of the religions out there of why and when it happened. I can pretty much tell you what happened. But I'm not going to do it. I'm going to have you do it. So if you can get on this one open line, see if you can grab it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview. We recorded it. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today, our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend, you're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-471-7570. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-471-7570. Again, 1-800-471-7570. 1-800-471-7570.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind.
Hey, termite.
What's up?
I'm a Pacific Coast termite inspector.
Big whoop. I've been feeding off this house for years.
I know. The owners are sick of it.
They're not going to dent the place.
Pacific Coast uses orange oil, so everyone gets to stay, except you.
This guy's cheap. See his ride?
It's less than you think. And after 20,000 home treatments, Pacific Coast has a perfect Better Business Bureau rating.
How about a running start?
No.
Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-722-4342. Pacific Coast Termite also eliminates rodents and repairs any damage to your home. And if you call right now, we'll take an additional 10% off the termite or rodent treatment and any necessary structural repairs. And all work is guaranteed and backed with a 2-year warranty. Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-PACIFIC. Or visit PacificCoastTermite.com. Free inspection applies to homes not for sale or in escrow.
You don't want to be a termite, though, when Pacific Coast Termite's around.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Attention, Redwood City, Walnut Creek, and San Jose. The music that inspired the greatest generation. In the Mood, the musical review is coming your way. Singers, swing dancers with a high-energy big band take you back to the days of Dorsey and Goodman, Sinatra and Shaw, the Andrew Sisters, and the great Glenn Miller. Redwood City Fox, March 24th, Walnut Creek, March 27th and 28th, and San Jose Civic, March 29th. For ticket information, visit InTheMoodLive.com. Singing, dancing, costumes, come on, get in the mood! March 24th, Redwood City Fox, March 27th and 28th at the Lesher Center, and March 29th at the San Jose Civic. Go to InTheMoodLive.com and get in the mood.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area.
Lance on KSFO in San Francisco. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Michael, on the religious question, so you've just weighed out the percentages. About 60% are identifying with some of one of the major religions, and it seems to me that many of them are merely members of a club, and they have divorced faith in God from the membership in a religion. And it occurs to me that you have been, your relationship with God is such that God has chased you. I think that you haven't so much found God as God has found you.
You mean one or me, Michael?
I mean you.
Michael Savage, God's been chasing me, how?
Well, I think so. You said that you've had kind of a troubled relationship with God. And
I do. It's gotten more trouble, increasingly more troubled over the last few years. Since radical Islam appeared on the planet, I've become very perplexed about religion. Because if they can be doing those things in the name of God, something's wrong with the picture.
Well, it's the usurpation of the name of God, it occurs to me. Okay,
then why does this country permit it? Why do we bend over backwards and say all religions are equal? They're not all equal. That's nonsense. That's utter nonsense. If Christianity has peace and love thy neighbor as a principal tenet, and Judaism has that as a principal tenet, why do we permit a religion that teaches cut thy neighbor's throat into the country?
Freedom. Freedom is a double-edged sword.
Well, I'm sorry. Then that freedom is a Trojan horse. That freedom is going to kill us all.
It certainly is, but you have to look at the truth of what's going on here in order to judge it and determine the false from the true.
Well, what's the false and what's the true? What do you mean God's chasing me? I don't quite get it.
Well, he's given you the forum. And you're...
Yeah, that absolutely... Look, that I agree with.
Yes.
You don't understand... You may be one of the few listeners who understand how profound that is. I was dead in the water at age 50. I had nothing, and I begged God to give me a living, and here I am on radio 18 years later. I had another opportunity to... disappear from the airwaves forever, and I swear it was God's hand that brought me back to radio, to a bigger audience, on better stations. Literally, it was God's hand reaching down to do this. I didn't do it. I was involved. I had to take the gift God gave me and pursue it, but it did not come. It came out of the blue. It was God's hand again. I know it was.
Well, you're wanted, and it's not just by people who are down here breathing, you know. Somebody else wants you to say certain things, and I'm quite certain you're going to continue. And there will be adversity, because this is part of the great voyage that you're on. So thanks for letting us ride along. As to what you should call the audience, I personally would be called a minion.
Minion.
A minion. One of the minions, right? My minions.
Ah, not a minion, but one of the minions.
Not a filet mignon, no.
No. In the Jewish religion, a minion is a group of 10 men who are necessary, who are required to make a prayer session. You must have a minion. That's 10 men. But you're saying in the English language, you're using the word minion, one of the minions.
Correct.
Interesting language. I love English, don't you? It's a complicated language. I can't imagine how hard it is to learn this language.
The problem with English is that it's a degenerated Latin with Germanic grammar and a whole bunch of French vocabulary.
That's true. It's 100% true. If you look at the etymological dictionary, so many of our words are derived from the French. People don't even realize that.
Quite right.
Old French. I love to see old, O-L-F-R, old French.
Old.
You know, you look up the word pigeon from the old French meaning bad cheese. No, I'm giving you a fake example. Lance, are you in the religious professions?
No, I'm just an eclectic sort of individual. I've been able to read considerably during my life, and I wish I could forget some of it. But
yeah, oh, my God. But once you have tasted of the Book of Knowledge, as they say, there's no going back, my friend. Let me send you a copy of A Time for War, my novel, which I'm very proud of. One day people are going to recognize what I've given the earth. No, it's not woe is me. I'm great. I'm not saying that. I'm telling you, one day, they're going to say, this man could not have produced all of that. It's impossible. But it's okay. That's the way it is. It doesn't matter. So if I got up here every day and I read from the new edition of Trickle Down Tyranny, that just came out in paperback, and I read you the new prologue, I tried to warn you. I put the evidence out there for everyone to see in the first edition of Trickle Down Tyranny. I explained that Barack Obama is the most corrupt American president since the days of Tammany Hall. And I give you the references. Some of you will say, yeah, I know that. And others will say, no, that's not true. Even if I showed you in black and white the corruption, the graft, the fact that GE avoids taxes by keeping $108 billion overseas, you're not going to want to hear it. Your mind is made up. So there's a limit to how much anyone can do in radio with regard to actually disseminating facts. There's a limit to it, and people don't necessarily tune into radio for facts. The thing that I have to go back to is that this is primarily an entertainment medium. The radio dial is a shopping mall. That's my new model. As I walk through the mall today, you have to understand that we in talk radio, we only rent the space that we get on the shows that we get. And the space is ours only so long as people keep shopping there. But if you keep offering the same sliced bologna sandwich every day, there may be those who'll come in for a sliced bologna sandwich every day, not for very long and not every day for the rest of your radio career.
Savage.